It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being mocked by the President of the United States.
Yeah.
You could join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking on air. Number to call, 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by the Cheery Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
And Joe will be here soon. On the show, we'll put a bow on the Judge Kavanaugh stuff, including a little drunks in the news, a little comics in the news, and we'll do a good bit about some scam busting. Don't even know if we're going to get to Ann Jackson. I'm going to give you the 411 on some scams that are out there.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah. The reaction to no Ann. Good, good. No Ann. Good, good.
No, I mean, I'm not quite in the right mood for Ann tonight, so.
There's always mood for Ann.
Yeah.
Ann, you're always ready for Ann.
Yeah.
I might drop some knowledge tonight.
Oh, my God. We need a big bong noise for that.
We do.
Dropping the
knowledge. You have it on your phone.
Yeah, no, I usually have like screaming people and moaning and little songs.
Yeah, little songs. Yeah. Pip was listening to some like lesbian shit before the show.
It wasn't lesbian shit.
I don't know.
No.
About little satire. A little satire about some little wench who doesn't think that men are targets.
Little
wench.
It was basically saying, oh, yeah, it's a scary time for guys, you poor babies, when basically it's always a scary time for women.
I don't know if it's always a scary time. It's not the streets of London in the 1800s.
No, but there are lots of things that we have to consider.
Yeah, and now you've learned to shut the fuck up about it. So everybody's happier now. That was the message. You guys had your year of talking about it. We showed you nobody cares, so now you go back and be silent. Guys don't have to worry. It's all worked out magically. It really has.
Yeah, that's how it's going to work.
I kind of feel that's not the message.
People are still protesting in the streets.
Yeah, they're always protesting. Enough with the protesting.
Yeah, I know, because we're so happy. Yeah,
enough with the protesting. It's because Hillary lost.
That's not why.
It's absolutely because they lost. So it's a great time to be a guy. You wenches have finally been told to shut the F up.
Oh my God.
We hear you. We don't give a shit. There is the message.
Oh, it was the message.
It most certainly was. And now we got this. Was she at least attractive, this woman singing?
Very.
All right. Well, then maybe I'll look. Because I there was this caterwauling going on.
Somebody posted on Facebook and tagged me. This young woman who was singing a song about, ironically singing, it's a tough time for guys. And she was categorizing all of the things that as a young woman she has to look out for. You know, it's like you have to always watch your drink. You can't live in an apartment on the first floor.
By the way, this woman is undateable.
No, she's really cute and she's smart. And
she has
a lovely singing voice.
Listen, unless she's going to go for an effeminate guy, because no guy wants to hear that.
Yeah, there's plenty
she's
of
not
woke
even a good singer.
There's oh, she had a really nice voice. And there's plenty of woke bays out there that would snap her right up.
Nobody's woke. Nobody's
You're
woke.
Not, but...
I'm woke, baby. I'm woke.
Yeah.
I'm wide awoke.
Oh, God help me.
No, but I mean, you know, listen.
Put that away!
It's like... No, but I mean, if you want to do satire about it, absolutely.
That's what she's doing.
I understand, but do it well. Because that's the type of... I don't even know what this girl looks like, but I just heard the song, and I pictured her in the subway in baggy clothes with a coffee can and a kitty cat singing for change.
Now, look at this cute girl. Wait a minute. I got a... She's a cute girl.
She is cute.
See?
All right, but still.
She's a cute girl, she has a lovely little voice.
The voice, not so much. The voice, not so much. It's okay. It's perfectly good.
It's not your perfect thing.
It's perfectly good for the 4-train.
But, dude, you're locked. I know that you listen to other things like the Glorious Air Supply.
But you're locked in the hair metal band
genre.
I listen to pop stars.
Okay.
I've often waxed poetic about the lovely Kelly Clarkson.
Actually, you have.
And the amazing album Greatest Hits is to drive to. I listen to the Pink. I'm full there with the female rage. But you know what? But Pink brings the female rage.
Yeah.
If Pink is singing about that shit, she's going to make a kick-ass song that's going to rock and going
to
be funny.
But it doesn't all have to like pound four on the floor to
but
get the message
thing,
across.
The people she wants to reach, unless she just wants to play to her little friends that are protesting, like if she really wants to, no guy that could be a potential threat is going to listen to that. That's my point.
No,
you could. That's my point.
No, they'll never understand.
No, but if Pink puts out a song like that,
they still won't understand.
No, but
you really think that bang that broad?
You know what?
Poke that pussy till she's sore.
No.
Those guys are going to be reachable by Pink.
Before Pink rocks.
I know she
so
does.
So what I'm saying is...
I love her. I'm saying they don't listen either.
What I'm saying is before they realize there's a message, they've already liked the song. Because Pink will put some catchy hooks in there. And Pink
No, those guys are not digging on Pink. No.
I think you're wrong. I know right-wing guys that dig on the Pink. Because Pink kicks ass.
Yeah, no, she's amazing.
I like that.
She is.
That's what I'm saying. This is great.
She's not up to Pink standards,
You know what this is nice? When my shitty town next door, Sugarloaf, has the little art festival that they do every week. You know,
she would rule.
Yes, she would rule.
She would rule the Sugarloaf art festival.
There'd be 12 to 15 people just swaying gently, as you would say, back and forth to it. Put a little taste into the microphone.
Okay, I'll do that.
A little taste of the shit I got to listen to. Louder.
Stop shooting at her! I mean, it's a little twee because she's playing on a ukulele.
I can't take it seriously.
You know what, though? If you listen
her
to the lyrics, they're great.
Her mockery is a mockery of music with a point. It is. It is. I'm all for an artist putting something out there, skewering it, lampooning the bullshit we live in. I'm all for it. But it got to be better than that.
But you see, you're not in any way a fan of folk music, and that always lampoons
things. Who saw Peter, Paul, and Mary? I saw Peter, Paul, and Mary. Yeah. That's some folk music, bitch.
Yeah, you saw it once.
Well,
yeah.
How many times do you really have to see them?
Well, and my point exactly.
And you can't see them now because most of them are dead.
I know, but there's a whole genre that you're just going, oh, that doesn't exist, that doesn't work.
All right, that's fine. Folk music is fine, but the people you want to reach with that, if you really want to affect change, are not listening. That's what I'm saying. They're not listening to that music. That's why I'm saying you hit them. That's why rap is so powerful. It hits people where they live.
Yeah, but there's a whole other group of women that this is where they live.
But they already know. You're not.
Now, you know what, though? They don't all know. That's how we have Republican women.
Let me tell you something. The Republican women would fucking tear this woman apart.
But we have young women who are like, oh, what's the big deal? They're just guys being guys.
I saw a mom say that in front of her daughters a couple weeks ago. It was on Huffington Post. It was one of the sites. Like, she was being interviewed about the Kavanaugh thing, which we'll get more to later.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, hey, you know, guys will be guys. You know, they'll grow.
Saw that.
She's got her two young girls. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Early nomination for worst moms of the year right there.
Yeah, really. And she's just like, you know, they're just being guys. Yeah, so they grope a little. Just get over it.
How about teaching your daughter some self-worth? If guys are going to be guys, you still don't have to put up with that shit.
Have some sense of agency against that. No.
You're not just a squeeze toy.
No, apparently you are. You know, if they want to grab a boob, what's the big deal? So grab his dick.
That's
it's all fun and games.
That's why you give me a band like Pussy Riot to fucking sing about this shit.
Oh, yeah, no, they would kill
that's
this.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that's...
You know, it's not. I was listening to a song. Am I going to hold it up as the apex of the genre? No, I didn't make any such claim.
Yeah, but you're defending. You're defending.
Because it's not bad. She wrote, her lyrics are excellent. And she's got a sweet little voice, you know. I think that she did a good job. For an amateur, she did a good job.
How do you know she's an amateur?
I don't know. She's just, as far as I know, she's just this little girl on Facebook, but she might be...
That's just being passed around like a whore. Tag for tag. Just passing her around.
You know,
that's what they're doing. Isn't it ironic? Isn't it ironic they're just passing this chick around to get what they want out of her, and then they pass it to another friend? How ironic.
Same thing about guy bands.
We love it to be passed around.
Yeah, you whores.
We're not singing "Don't Pass Us Around." We're the only reason we're singing is so we do get passed around.
Yeah, you're like, please, please, somebody, for the love of God, touch me. Someone grope me.
Yeah.
Don't isolate that. Nobody fucking touch me.
Oh, you're crabby.
Yeah, I am.
You are crabby. You want to be touched. Just
no.
You want to be touched.
No.
Everybody wants to be touched.
No.
Yeah, no. A little touching.
Fuck off.
A little touching be nice.
No.
Rub your belly.
No. Oh, God, no. Worse.
We'll give you a ho-ho, a little chocolatey cake with some cream filling. your shoulders are relaxed.
You'll
be in your... Yeah. Yeah, cake makes it better.
That's
why I would never drug a chick. I would just give her cake. Honestly.
Actually, cake is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. A bitch comes over, or a woman, whatever. A woman comes over, even if it's Duncan Hines, you bake her a cake, she's eating it. And she's happy because she thinks you went that extra mile. And everybody loves cake. It's the thing I've been preaching since I started working out. My best life is sitting on the couch eating cake.
I've been
preaching. Nobody can refuse cake.
No, cake is good.
Cake is good. So I guarantee you, this would all be better with cake. Cake, brownie, cookies. Listen, you want to get laid. You want to take the edge off with these women. Bake for them. It works for us.
Listen, bake for them and rub their shoulders.
Yes!
Yes.
Yes!
Give them a fruity cocktail. You are done.
I've told time and again, that was my move. The massage. That's the move.
That's
why. Don't touch me, please. Anybody can be touched. But don't drug them. Don't drug them or like put something in their drink, you animals.
Yeah, really.
You know, put a little thought into it.
Yeah.
Because no dissipates with cake, fellas. No dissipates with cake.
No dissipates? What do you mean?
Like before cake, they might say no.
Right.
But once cake is served, nobody can refuse cake.
Yes.
Because you know what? After you have sex, there's more cake. While they're having sex with you, even if it's no good, they think, at least I'm going to have more cake. Cake makes it better.
I wonder if there was some cake left.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Finish already. I want to get back to cake.
Yes. Cake is the perfect aphrodisiac. That's why I don't understand the Cosbys of the world. Like, how pathetic. Go the extra mile.
It's so pathetic. It's like, yes, yes. Pull out all your seducing moves, but don't drug them. Do you like corpses?
Well, that's a different question.
No, I don't think so.
Listen, but you would agree.
Oh yeah,
you would agree. No, yes. Dissipates.
Yeah.
Let's say you come home. You had a bad day. You're not even happy with Mr. Helix. You come home. There's some fresh brownies there. I'll tell you what, the edge is taken off because it shows a little effort. He's doing something for you nice, and it's delicious. It takes the edge off.
If anybody baked for me, anybody, it would be amazing.
Yes.
You know, I actually had a friend who made for my birthday made creme brulee. Because it was her first attempt at doing it, and she didn't do too badly, but it was like because she knew it was one of my favorite desserts, and it's not like something you make at home.
And she got in your pants that night.
Oh my god, yes, and
you weren't even lesbian at that time.
I totally gave it up.
But you would agree that guys would get a lot further.
I wasn't lesbian at that time.
What?
I wasn't lesbian at that time.
Okay, sure. It's all right, sweetie. You're in a safe space. You can share.
No, I gave it up. For creme brulee, my friend made that for me. I'm putting out.
You would agree. Guys would not have to be all date rapey if they would take the hour and a half
to bake a cake. It's got directions.
I mean, listen, I can't bake, but I would try.
Oh, look, all you need is eggs and oil or butter and some water and an oven.
I think it's even more endearing if the cake looks like shit.
It is. It's cute.
Because then it shows how out of your comfort zone you are.
Right. It's not like... you bake cakes a lot?
I would even say if you bring a girl back and you didn't know she was coming back, have a cake on hand ready. Because even though you didn't make it for her, go, hey, honey, you know what? Why don't we just sit down? I made some cake. Let's have some cake. We've been drinking. Sop up that booze.
No, the already made cake is a little odd. You know she's coming over and you make it for her? Super special.
I just like to bake. I just like to bake.
No, yes. No, because there are enough people, and I'm sorry to say this, but there are enough girls that will go, is he gay?
But we'll find out. We will certainly find out. And I'm not dressed enough well to be gay, and my apartment isn't clean enough to be gay. I just like to bake.
No, no, no. All of these are terrible stereotypes, I admit. And I've met plenty of gay guys who cannot dress. Cannot dress.
Baked goods, cookies, cake. Brownies, not Jello, not
no
Rice
Jell-O.
Krispie treat,
ah,
although delicious.
Although delicious, not the same level of energy. Actually, have you ever seen somebody? I know you didn't do it, but have you ever seen somebody make Rice Krispie treats?
They do it here all the time.
Yeah, but that's like a workout. Those marshmallows do not want to melt.
No, what do you mean I don't?
They
do
don't
want
to mush. When's the last time you made Rice Krispie treats?
I don't.
I have people
for that.
I know. That's my point.
I cook. I grill.
I know you do cook, but I was. I was throwing it out there. I don't think you're a Rice Krispie treat man.
All these creeps, all the Me Too stuff, the women angry, the guys being forceful, it all ends with baked goods. I'm just telling you. I honestly believe it. You can't be angry if you're eating cake.
No. I have been sad eating cake, but I've never been angry eating cake.
Hey, it makes you happy.
Yes.
It makes everything a little better. Even when you're sad, you're still sad, but it's like, at least I have cake.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like cake and coffee, and I'm like really
happy.
Well,
the coffee, that's going to quick up the reflexes.
Nah. You don't want that. It's going to quick up the reflexes.
I don't want that. A nice cake.
I just, because there's always the possibility of that JWoww backhand to the face if there's coffee involved.
Yeah, no, like, I wish I would have known... you know, if I would have known in college what I believe about cake now, I would have walked around with cupcakes in my backpack.
All the time. Either cupcakes or a baby or a puppy. You have to have one. All that works.
Yeah, no. It's going to be a cupcake or cookies.
See, all that stuff that they told you when you were a kid, don't go over to some stranger, even if they ask you to help find their puppy. If a guy, a reasonably non-deformed looking guy has got a puppy.
I fall into that category. I am reasonably non-deformed.
I am damning you with faint praise.
I feel strong. I feel like I am driving to the hole with that. I am very confident in saying that.
And if you are reasonably non-deformed and you have a puppy, chicks will flock.
One out of two ain't bad.
You can borrow one.
I could.
You just have to.
I don't want to bring livestock into this.
You could borrow a baby.
Just saying.
Just say you're babysitting.
I'm just saying we'd have a lot less rapey situations going on if cake was involved.
Oh, I'm thinking.
I'm just saying. Cake is the one.
And cupcakes are cute.
I'm just saying. Fellas, you wouldn't have to get them drunk with the garbage pail Everclear punch. And it's what we had in college.
I know, but that's so long ago. But I guess if we're talking to college-age dudes, yeah, you know, then just, like, learn how to give a really good massage and learn how to throw together a freaking Duncan Hines box mix.
Listen, I had half that going on. I had a good massage and a messy apartment. It worked out really well for me.
I'm sure that was
fine. As I said before, there was no place else to sit but the bed, as luck would have it.
Oh, oops. Yeah.
My game was tight. It was just getting them back there. So I guess that's when the slipping something into the drink might pay off. But I don't know. It's a rum cake. Make him a rum cake.
Now you're talking. Joe's girl saying definitely a puppy. See, she gets me.
But you can't walk around with a puppy, Joe's girl.
Not all the time, but I mean, like...
No, but I'm talking about cake is spontaneous.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but puppy is a lot more. There's paper. You can't walk around with a puppy.
No, but you know what? You can walk around with a puppy and then just, I have to bring the puppy back. Do you want to come back to my apartment? I have cake.
No. Cake is a pleasant surprise.
Yes, it is.
There is a little bit of gamesmanship involved that you have to get them back. I understand.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, it's a hard segue, and I wouldn't know how to do that. It would be hard for me to be a guy because I would not.
You know what you did?
I have no game.
You know what?
None.
You said about they assume you want to go back to the bedroom. You know what? Well, we've been drinking out. We've been high. Could you go for a piece of cake? I whipped up a cake earlier. I'm so glad you're here. I was just going to throw it out. I just like to bake. Would you like a piece of cake? And she's thinking, what a lovely guy. He's not putting any moves on. He just likes to. He's going to share some cake with me at the kitchen table.
He's into me with his special roofies rum cake.
No. And I'm going to feign interest in shit you have to say at this point.
Right.
I'm going, whatever you say about your class or your work, so interesting. Oh. Give so many shits. So many shits.
I know.
I'm such a good... See, you don't have to be rapey, fellas. There's no reason to be rapey. It's just about having game.
Yeah.
And I have no game, but I have a tiny bit of common sense.
No, that sounds like you had game.
I assure you I was not baking. I was massaging my ass off.
Oh, I bet.
I was massaging my ass
but
off.
But that's the shit. Their ass off. Yeah, really. If you're willing to do feet, too.
Gotta be honest. Gotta be honest. Like women with sex, guys with massages, once we have you, it ends.
What do you mean? I know.
Listen, the massage is just to get you.
Yeah, and then it's done.
Yeah, it's like a blowjob, like you guys give. You know, whatever. We're showing what might be
at me.
We're showing what might be your future, but in reality, it won't be.
No. That's just a lure.
Because you know what to do with massage. Quite tiring on the hands.
It is
very tiring.
It hurts the thumbs.
Right. That's why again, cake. Cake with massage equals blowjob.
Okay.
I mean, I hope you don't mind devil's food cake on your cock, but
oops, drop some frosting.
Yeah, but no, I mean, so we agree.
I think
takes the edge off.
I think that would definitely be a good strategy. Yeah.
I mean,
totally.
That's why.
Oh, Joe's girl's into the. She goes exactly drugged cake. Yes,
Joe's
yes.
girl's my type of gal.
Yeah, how do you think Joe got her?
Well, the thing about Joe, Joe's girl is Joe brings the cake, she brings the drug, so it really works out well.
Just mix them up in the frosting, and everybody's happy.
Sure. Makes you think when you're at Joe's little beach house that you're at the beach. It really works wonderfully. The seashell napkin holders bring it all together when you're on enough drugs.
I'll believe anything at that point.
Absolutely.
Whee! Is that sand?
But I'm just
I
saying,
don't know what that is.
You know, the whole, like, what this girl should have been singing about was cake. She should have been singing about cake.
I want cake. It makes everything better.
No, I'm like a how-to.
I might let you put your hands in my sweater. You know?
Right there, a better song than what you played. Right there, better song. See, I've turned you around. Just a mere discussion of cake makes you realize I was right.
Actually, you know what? There was one day at the day program, not this current one, but the one before, where it was just they had this little tiny kitchenette across the hall from where my workspace was. And one day somebody said, I had just gotten a new cup of coffee and I put it on my desk. And I also had just gotten a new editing machine and it was on my desk next to the coffee. First problem. And somebody said, oh, you know, it's so-and-so's birthday, and we got cake. And my hand involuntarily shot out away in my excitement, and I went, cake! And I knocked the coffee into the adding machine, the brand-new adding machine.
Cake is
I get so excited.
Cake is like cock. You're drawn to it.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm willing to say with cake, your cock will get touched.
And you know what? The best of all worlds, if you go to the Erotic Bakery in New York, they will make you a cock cake.
That's a little too forward.
No.
If I bring a girl over and I have a cock
cake. Cock cake? Oh, yeah. No.
The cock overpowers the goodness of the cake. now I'm just a creep.
Yeah, no, that would...
I went from a nice guy. He's like, who doesn't care if I get fat? So why you have a cock cake?
No.
No matter how good, even if you slice off a little testicle, still.
It's like, dude, I don't want any kind of cock
and
now.
That's another thing, though, with the cake. It's like saying, I don't care if you get fat. Of course I care if you get fat.
Yeah.
But I'm not telling you now.
Right, no.
Now I'm fattening you up to bring you down to my level so I can keep you for a little while. Soon you're going to take advantage of my kindness and get too fat, and then I will have to set you free Willy.
Oh, my God!
What?
No, I know. It's a little too true.
People come to me for the honesty.
Mm.
I'm very honest about what I say.
Oh, I know.
That's why when I give my opinions on anything, whether this or fashion or politics, you know it's coming from a good place. It's coming from an honest place.
I was talking to after we were talking about your fashion tips, and I let loose with the one of my own. I went out with my friend who was there with me and witnessed the fashion faux pas of the very stretched yellow stretch pants.
Oh.
And she was laughing her ass off because she was listening.
Oh.
You know, and she was like, yeah, I know. I remember that day very well.
But
does
she agree with my fashion tip?
Absolutely.
See? I acknowledge. I get like a label like, you know, Joe says sometimes I'm a creep, so it's just weird. It all comes from a good place. I'm trying to help. Whether I'm taking a nice friendly tone or I'm just telling you like it is, it always comes from a place where I'm looking out for your best interest.
Yeah.
So right now I see there's a problem between men and women and the society.
Yes.
Where women feel like they're not heard and men are like scared and everything. I'm like, people, stop it. Cake.
We can solve this over a nice cake.
You've seen Joe scream at me before. Mm-hmm. I bet if I had even a devil dog, he would soften up.
I think so.
Cake.
Yeah. Cake. No, cake brings people
cake
together.
Cake brings it together. Like they just got at the Senate hearings, they got to have cake.
I was going to say at the UN, they should have cake.
Cake. Everybody brings a cake from their country and you share.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
it's a great idea.
It's a
bake
potluck.
Sale. Yeah, like a potluck, but all different the cakes of the world.
Yes. Now all of a sudden you can listen to this bullshit. What a bunch of horseshit. I hate this motherfucker, but cake.
But
have you tried the cake he brought?
Have you tried the Ugandan cake?
Have you tried America's apple pie? I don't believe any of this shit, but the apple pie.
I mean, the French cake. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't know what Iranians have for cake.
I don't know, but...
I'm sure it's delicious.
I'm sure it's good.
Probably something with sesame. I'm thinking a sesame cake.
That's a pretty... I'm thinking desert, like figs or something. I don't know.
I'm sure it's delicious.
I'm sure.
Cake brings it all together, people. I'm just saying.
Whatever kind of cake you got, you know,
now
bring
I must, it. Now I must talk about things that are the enemy of cake.
Oh, no.
The
what?
Enemy of cake.
That stands for foreboding.
Things I do not like to do. Things I am forced to do.
Exercise?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's my Me Too. Well, lifting weights is my Me Too moment.
Yeah, I don't wanna.
Listen, I don't wanna do this.
I don't wanna.
So I started the new workout program.
Okay, how's it going?
30 to 40 minutes a day, 5 times a week.
Ow, that's a lot.
No, that's much better. I was doing an hour a day, 7 times a week.
Oh, God,
so
no.
I'm liking this better. I can do 30, 40. It's by a guy, Joel. Not nearly as annoying.
Oh, good.
Not nearly as annoying. But Autumn was actually doing the workout with you.
Yeah, and this guy's just yelling at you?
Well, not yelling, but he's not doing shit. And he jokes about not doing it. She's like, oh, I'm excited for you. Are you, douchebag? Are you?
Excuse me. Really?
But,
thanks.
You know, whatever. You know, it goes quickly. So you're like lifting. Most of the time you're like lifting. And then you do what they call the HIIT, which is like high intensity cardio, all sorts of things. And then you do every day you end with core work. But I like that the lifting moves, like with Autumn, I was doing like all these complicated shit, like dance moves and everything.
Right.
And I don't like to think when I have to lift.
Yeah, I don't want to have to do choreography.
This is not, there's no thinking involved, but there is lifting. Today, we did biceps.
Okay.
Several days.
You're sticking out your arm and looking at it
I'm
trying to remember what those things are.
No, well, there's a reason. Biceps. We did those several days ago.
Okay.
Just today. Am I pretty much able to straighten my arm? Oh. I was walking around like one of those barrel of monkey monkeys.
Like the ape guys, yes, that can't move their arms all the way out straight.
It was very scary.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, is this permanently contracted? that's what's going on. Because it was days. And it hurt. And I, just like to get to this point, I was like holding weights down. Just holding weights to lengthen out. It was a lot of pain.
Ow. You're hurting my arms.
Doing massive, because you're just doing so many bicep exercises. You're doing regular curls, and then you're doing low curls where you bring them up to a certain level. And then you're doing high curls where you bring them from here. You're just curling your face off.
Yeah, that looks hard.
And I, you know, by the, let's put it this way, by the end, the last weights.
Yeah.
But because you're doing a lot of them. Like,
are you shaking?
Yeah,
by the end?
So what you're doing is, like, for each exercise, there's 10, and you do them 3 times.
Yeah.
So each time, there's 30. So theoretically, you're doing, like, 90 curls.
Mm-hmm.
We'll say, so say you're doing 90 curls.
Ugh.
Over the period of, like, just 15 minutes.
Right.
I was down to, by the end, just to finish it, just to keep moving, I was down to 5-pound weights.
I would have been, too.
But I mean, I started.
I would have been at 2s.
But, I mean, even when I was doing the other stuff, like, the other way, I mean, because I'm not completely out of shape. I just stopped for, like, a couple months.
Yeah.
But I was never down to 5. I was just down to 5 just to get it going. And it's so painful when you can't straighten your arms.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Like, it was like this, and this is like, oh, it's never going to be high enough. Like
trying to reach your arms up in the air, and you can't quite bend them enough to reach
when you're,
up.
And when you're my height, you need every inch you can get.
Isolate that.
Yeah. Well, at any height, you need every inch you can get.
Yeah, there you go.
Unless you have cake. But, but yeah, I mean, so it's like this. The first week is done. So today's actually an off day. Tomorrow's an off day. Then we start again. But I don't. I think I'm already gaining weight just because I'm not doing the. Just because it's not, I'm not doing an hour of this shit. I'm already gaining weight.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if it's noticeable or not, but
no.
I feel like this is gonna build up muscle though.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like it. The number. You well know that muscle weighs more than fat.
Yeah. No. I mean, I think this is gonna make my arms even bigger. Today my shoulders hurt because we did those a couple days ago.
Of course. You know.
And my legs hurt. You know what makes it better? Cake.
Yeah, of course it does.
So cake is my best life.
It's not going to help with the overall goal.
Well, here's the thing. Let's be honest. If I want to be less rapey, I have to be in better shape.
Yeah, but I don't think that you were that rapey to start with.
No, but you know. Listen, you don't have to rape as much if they want to just, you know, hurl themselves on your cock.
Yeah. You know? Well, you know what? You do this workout enough, there will be a lot of hurling. On to you.
I like that at all.
No, I can tell by the look.
Did not appreciate that at all.
No. Well, I meant it in the best possible way.
No, you did not.
No,
you're an evil wench. Yes. You shall have no cake.
Yeah. What? No.
So what's going on with you?
So I went to see Joe's band.
Oh.
On Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah. It was when he had mentioned it here, I was like, oh, that sounds like interesting. I have never seen Fragile Sky, and I would, but the headliner was Corey Glover, formerly of Living Color.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, oh, it's a bonus round.
Did
you
like In Living Color?
I did. Oh,
I know two
God.
Of their songs, which I enjoyed. Cult of Personality,
yes.
Which is the one everybody knows. And the second hit, which is not as well known, but maybe even a better song, Glamour Boys.
Oh, yeah. Glamour Boys was not my favorite, but there was one song. I'm trying to remember. It's something about like a letter to a landlord. And
Cult of Personality really is the only song they put out that I even gave a shit about.
Yeah.
They really did not last.
It was...
I mean, they might have been putting out albums, but like they just did not, for whatever reason, stick.
I know that they put out at least one other open letter to a landlord. That is a powerful song.
It's a powerful song, like the warbler we heard before.
No, it's amazing. It's powerful, and it's talking to a landlord who's basically a slumlord, and who you know. Does not care about the people that live in his terrible buildings and burns them down for the insurance money and like kills people and then pretends, oh, I'm so sorry for your loss. And it's like, go fuck yourself.
What an interesting topic for a rock song.
Yeah, no, it was really good. And he sings it like so emotionally that
did
it's like.
Did he sing it the other night?
No, he didn't do that one, unfortunately.
What did he do? He had to do Cult of Personality.
He did, but I have a feeling that it was like an afterthought. Like, they're like, yeah, we have time for one more. Because he actually was like, looked at the guy and was like, one more? He's like, ah, fuck it, let's do it. And
all right, we got to stop this right now. You know, I said it last week, and I'm going to say it again. This is like we were talking about last week when Dee Snider was out with his band Widowmaker.
Widowmaker. Widowmaker. You're on a roll.
Yes. And he was like, "Oh, I don't play that shit anymore about the Twisted Sister stuff." Yeah, you do, motherfucker. Yeah, you do.
Oh no, it wasn't like he was being like, "Oh, I'm denouncing what I was."
No, I'm not. But I'm saying you have to.
You kind of have to.
The fact that this is an afterthought, which it probably wasn't, probably a part of it. But the fact that you're not playing Glamour Boys, your other quote unquote hit.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. The band was. They were good, but it was never. They were never household names.
No, they weren't.
But I mean, you're playing a small club. The people there are obviously hardcore Fragile Sky fans and In Living Color. I mean, they're obviously fans of your time in Living Color.
Right, right.
They obviously want to hear you do the two songs that even a casual fan. Were they paying $20 for the cover?
It was $15.
All right, $15. They want to hear those two songs.
Yeah.
The new shit. Play the stuff you're doing now. Play covers. Do whatever you want. You got to play those two songs. You have to play those two songs.
Yeah, I mean, he did a lot of songs. I don't know these songs.
Listen, Gallagher can't do a show without smacking a watermelon. I mean,
I know. Can you imagine now?
No, I mean, that's what.
What's the point?
Listen, you could do some of the shit you want to do, but you got to give the people what they want.
Yeah, I'm thinking that it would have been difficult for him to not do any of it, you know. I was happy he did it. It wasn't like it wasn't the most balls out version of it.
Well, I mean, listen, he's not with In Living Color. He's doing his own thing right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he's got a great band. They don't look like much. They just like, you know. No, I mean, they're standing there and they're like, you know, a big gray hoodie and the other guys just they're not like dressed up.
Sweetie, they're playing Dingbats in Clifton.
No, I didn't expect him to bring out their, like, tuxedos.
I saw Joe with McClinton there. I know the club. You don't have to get dressed to the nine for Dingbats. No, disrespect to Dingbats, but, you know, the fact that they're good musicians, that's the important thing.
There's a mural on the wall with part of an alien, and his ass has basically been removed from people touching that part of the mural so much. So
at Dingbats?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So... I didn't think it was exactly the cultural center of that area of New Jersey.
But I mean, what else are you playing? Nobody knows you have a solo album out. You can't even go to a quote unquote record store and buy albums. Only your most hardcore fan knows that you're still around.
I didn't know any of these songs.
No, of course not. That's what I'm saying. You got to give it. It's disrespectful, honestly, not to. What do they do? 15 songs? 12 songs?
I really wasn't counting.
All right, you got to put those two songs in, and one of them actually should be the way you start the concert, if we're being completely honest.
Some people go that way. He really didn't, but he's got.
Was there people there for them? Was there?
Yeah.
It was full.
Yeah, it was full. Okay. Floor was full, and I was like, he's just really got that amazing range still, and he just.
I bet he looks good too.
Yeah, he looks pretty good. I mean, he's gone gray.
What's he, like 50? 55?
I don't know. I think he's about... I guess he's in the early 50s. I I'm not sure exactly how old. But, he's got great range and power and emotion. And his band is good. So they are spot on. And they're also... This drummer, he's this young guy that was... Everybody was like, oh my God, the drummer. Because he was so good. It was really a good night.
There you go.
It was a good musical night. And I went to shake his hand, and he goes, come here, and he hugs me.
Aww.
Yeah, he was a nice guy.
You mean they're not like Rat where you get to pay $100 to meet the band?
No. That's no. I just walked up to him and said hi, and I asked him, you know, how does he have his range? He's like, I don't know. And I said, do you practice vocal exercises? And he goes, I try to. But I didn't want to sound like his mom, like, aren't you doing your vocal exercises, young man? He's like, I try to, ma'am. You know, like...
Listen, the career's not where he wants it to be, okay?
You know, I mean, he's
not working that hard at this shit.
He's not a... No, don't say that.
I'm not saying he's not talented. I'm not saying he doesn't put on a good show.
Oh, he's working hard when he's up there.
I mean, you got to think, if the guy's got that type of range, you got to think he could be doing Broadway or something. I mean, I haven't heard him. But
he possibly could. I hadn't thought about that, but yeah.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. I'm like, he's not where, or he's doing a bunch of shit you don't know, like he's doing background vocals on bands that you don't know.
Yeah,
because
no.
Because he's got that type of range and the name that he had, he should be doing, because he's not, is he promoting an album?
Not, I mean, he had stuff on the table, but I really didn't.
What's he doing,
like
accounting
the
work these days?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Maybe he's not even a full-time musician anymore. Does he live in the area?
I don't even know. I don't know anything about him, to be honest.
Corey Glover, yes?
Yeah, Corey Glover. But he's great. And it was really good. I mean, I wanted to, like, look for more stuff about him, you know, after...
You should have bought an album.
I should have done, but I didn't.
You know, I really like it, but I'm not going to support you.
No, well, I might.
CDs are a dying medium. I see no reason to purchase that.
No,
I mean...
Is there
something I can get online?
The Polish print. Paxter. Oh, Polish Paxter. Okay.
What now?
My friend who listens to our show.
Oh, okay.
She was there with me, and she says, I didn't know the songs, but I enjoyed the guitarist and the drummer. And
that Corey Glover needs a little work.
Yeah. No, he was great. Everybody was blown away. We all just looked at each other. Because I had, let's see, one, two, three girlfriends, Mr. Hillocks and I went.
Oh, so you're good at supporting your co-host and rounding up a posse, Pip Hillocks.
You know, I try.
You are very good at that. You're a good friend.
Thank you.
You're somebody who'll help you move in a pinch.
Yeah.
You're somebody who will support. You're a good friend, Pip Hillocks.
And I was busting your balls. I will help you when you move.
Help the wife get this shit together.
Oh, no. Not the packing.
Ready to go!
No, because that's where the arguments start. No, I'm not.
No, you're a good friend. Because my apartment was a fucking pigsty. You were right down in there, ain't it?
Oh, you know what? I don't care about that. You know I don't care about that.
Understand.
I live amongst that.
I understand. But well, I'm glad the band was good. I'm glad. How was Fragile Sky?
They were pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, they were. I mean...
was it nice to see Joe performing out in a dress?
It was very nice to see Joe not in a dress. And I actually got to sneak up in between songs and get a picture of Joe smiling.
There you go.
Yeah, he was really impressed with the pictures I took of his band, and
I
sent them to him.
The band photographer.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's be honest. For like 2 years, Joe's like, yeah, we're going to get you some tracks. We haven't heard shit. I would play it on the show. I've told them I would.
Yeah, no, the last song that they did, they had, I guess he was the guy that, one of the guys that works in Dingbats, and he was a friend of... I guess it was the singer, not the guitarist. The guitarist's name's Mike. The
is
singer,
Johnny Race still in the band?
No, Johnny Race wasn't there.
Oh.
No.
I was hoping you would go up to him and say rock and roll.
I always do when I see him. Oh. And I'm actually surprised now he remembers who I am when he sees me.
I always like to see Johnny Race.
Yeah, I know.
Or
like him.
Or as I call him in the other gig, Johnny Apps.
Johnny Apps. But he's... whatchamacallit? Yeah. The guitarist, Mike, he wears a cowboy hat. And I was like, oh my God, he busts your balls about wearing the cowboy hat when you do comedy. And it's like, Mike wears one.
Exactly. But it's
fine. They're certainly not a cowboy, you know, shit kicker band.
At the end of the day, Joe dances around in a moo-moo. So.
I know.
Really.
I wish that the sound guy, I think, was a little green because he didn't have the mix quite right, and everybody was complaining all
again,
night.
Again, it's Dingbats and Clifton.
I know, but it's like I wanted to hear everybody's parts.
The Wellmont, which is a better venue than Dingbats, a bigger venue, getting bigger acts.
Mm.
Sound doesn't work there either.
Well,
Joe was telling us a story where he went to, what was it, Madison Square Garden?
Yeah.
And
the sound was bad. Yeah. I know, but it depends on the sound guy. Yes, it depends on the acoustic of the place, but the sound guy can work on that. And he had Joe a little too low in the mix, and I really wanted to hear
nobody wants to hear keyboards.
No, you do, because
nobody comes for the keyboards except their friends.
They do. Well, no, they do a little bit, like at least the first song was a little bit more minor key-ish, and then they, but I mean, it's like, it's medley.
Were they doing originals?
Yeah.
Good.
And it's medley.
Did you buy one of their CDs?
No, I didn't. I didn't see any.
Did you buy a shirt?
No, I didn't see
any. Was it just them and Corey Glover? Was there like a cavalcade of
There was a bunch of bands.
I
know. It was
a bringer show. Joe did a bringer show.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
I mean,
it's
I don't. I don't know if it was necessary, but he was like, I didn't tell him until that day that we were definitely coming.
No, but that's what they have to do. Sure. That's what these bands have to do. They have to, the local bands.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bringer shows.
Yeah.
There was another video of Rat had another recent performance.
Oh, no. What happened with that?
I think it sounded like he was singing through gritted teeth.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I told my friend Scott, I go, I'm telling you, we caught him at the perfect time. There was right after that shit show at the Paramount. This is the one show.
It was terrible. That was so terrible.
You saw the video?
Saw the video.
Oh, my God.
And it was so terrible.
I don't understand how you don't give money back. You have to.
You have to. When you show up. See, I don't understand how people went to rock shows in the 70s and watched these people
They were high, too.
Careen from side to side of the stage on heroin going, blah!
Supposedly and those are some of the best
shows. Fuck that.
Yeah.
No. Unless you're high, that's not enjoyable.
Yeah, but invariably that's what these bands, why these bands broke up.
Yeah, because they could not keep it together
Things. There's obviously nobody in the band Rat that could tell Steven Pearcy to get his shit together.
Right,
I think what's going to happen is they're going to fulfill these dates and they're going to wind up playing even smaller venues because these venues aren't going to want them back with the complaints. The Wilma will take them back because they had a good show there. But places like the Paramount, if you're the Paramount, why would you take them back?
No, I know.
They didn't even put it on their Rat Facebook page. They didn't even put this last show.
Mm.
It was in Illinois. My friend Scott said, yeah, another bad performance. I go, what are you talking about? And I started Googling like videos October 5th. It's just like, he's out of key.
Oh, that's particularly bad. Even my man Winwood, I was watching some TV show. I don't remember what it was. It was years ago. But, you know, now they have ears in. All the time.
Ears in?
You know, the little monitors that they wear in their ears.
Oh, okay.
And apparently they didn't have those yet. And maybe he couldn't hear his monitor. I don't know what happened, but I'd never heard it happen before. But he was on some show with other people, and all of a sudden he just, like, wailed out this note. It was off key. And he's just going for it really loud. It's like, oh, you can't even backtrack off of that. Didn't even know to bend it over and make it.
Yeah,
like,
but if you're
fit.
Live, you didn't even notice.
Didn't know. Oh, no. It was really obvious.
Because video is not a friend. I was performing this weekend.
Oh, where?
Down in Pennsylvania. Lady Spitfire came to see me.
No kidding.
Yeah, so nice. That was nice. So, a very old crowd. Not Lady Spitfire.
No. I was going to say, that's rude. No, she's not.
No, but it was a very old crowd.
Oh, I see.
It was like 55 and over, and they went for the over.
Wow, yeah.
But whatever, that's irrelevant.
Yeah, but you can talk to those folks.
If I know I'm going to be.
Yes.
You know, if I'm prepared. Because if it's like, okay, you're doing a show at their place for them, that's fine. But when you have a couple tables of, like, younger people, it's hard to do.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to do my comedy club set, and I got this mass group of, like, older people.
Was all the gray gleaming out at you through the darkness?
I walked in because I knew there was going to be a fundraiser. The owner told me there was a fundraiser. He told me that a couple weeks ago or something. But I walked in and was like, oh, gray. I'm like, motherfucker. Because it's just not what I was prepared for.
Nana?
And I'm not going to change my set.
No. I mean, you can't.
If I'm doing it for them at their place, I'm getting paid a lot more.
Right.
And I'm going to change my set.
But as Joe and you always say, you have to call the moment, and sometimes you have to, like, change it up. Like, if you were someplace and you weren't expecting to have children there, you're certainly not going to your super launch.
But nobody told me to change it up.
Right, no. No, I know, but
so,
I mean,
pulled back, but, you know, it's just annoying. But whatever, that's not the point. So,
should have Joe there to do his old-timey references for you.
They would have been new to these people.
Oh, boy, that's an old crowd.
Yeah. I mean, let's put it this way. There was somebody married there, like, 50 years.
No,
celebrating
wow.
50 of that, yeah.
Wow, this is an old crowd.
Yeah. Which is not what I'm expecting at a nightclub where the show's supposed to start at 9:30.
Oh, let's give the nice Jewish boy a try.
show doesn't start till 9:50.
Okay.
They've had nice prime rib dinner.
Oh, they're sedate.
Now, when the show starts, the
napping.
The owner of the club, he goes on, we've talked about before, and berates them.
Oh, no.
That's just kind of his thing. We all joke about it. That's kind of his thing.
Oh, God. Fine. Does he think he's Don Rickles?
No.
No, just yells.
Just, you know, it is what it is.
Oh, is he like a middle manager?
No.
That's their MO.
No, I mean, it's just, you know, he tells, whatever. He's trying to lay down the laws, but it's
Oh, you mean like how they're supposed to behave during a comedy show?
And then like telling him about shows coming out 6 months ahead of time.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. But, got the type.
But whatever. It's fine. It's just, you just kind of know.
Yeah.
So then there's a... I was going to wait till Joe gets here, but I'll just fucking talk about it.
7:30.
Well, he lied. He said 7:15.
I know. Joe's girl corrected.
This is why Joe doesn't get home on time.
Yeah, I know.
this is right here because we're talking more than I would.
Yeah, I know. Well, you're just going to have to keep talking.
I most certainly will. So, all right. Let me tell you about the video thing before I get into this.
Okay.
So, because that's kind of more into the music thing. So, I'm looking over to stage right, and Lady Spitfire's got her phone on me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I talked to her after, I recorded it. I recorded the show. It was on Facebook Live.
No.
I had like over 120 viewers. I'm like, oh, you got to delete that shit.
You can't just do that.
That's like, she's like, why? She's like, I thought it was up. I'm like, no, we don't want that shit out. I go, I'm very careful about what I put out there. People steal stuff. Plus, you know, it's taken out of context. People don't know what's going on. And, and this is where artists are today.
Yeah.
You know, this is like... In the years past, if rat shit the bed, there wouldn't be videos all over the place of rat shitting the bed.
Right.
I mean, that's really hard for entertainers now. And the one way it's good that you...
You know ahead of time what you're going into as an audience, but it's like...
It just sink careers. One bad night, one off moment. Yep. It's just fucking awful.
And it's embarrassing if you have a bad night and that's what's up.
Yeah, you have no control over it.
Yeah. No.
I don't like that. We used to say, please shut off all recording devices. We don't even do that anymore.
Because you know that you can't control people.
You can't control them.
Look, you're talking to the woman who doesn't want people to take pictures if they insist on putting them on Facebook.
Oh, that reminds me. I'll tell you about that in a second.
Oh, okay.
I guess I'll tell you about that now.
Yeah, tell me now.
So I'm driving with a couple weeks ago, taking my daughter home and her friend home from school. Mm-hmm. Picking them up, taking them home from school. And there's this young guy in his like 20s, well-dressed. Like, taking pictures of, like, this old car.
Okay.
Fine, like, in front of me, we're at the light.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, he's taking pictures inside my car.
What the fuck?
That's what I said. I rolled down and go, hey, what are you doing? So I got a little girl waiting. I go, you don't take pictures. Who are you? You don't take pictures. I lost my shit on him.
Yeah.
I should have gotten out of the car, but I was in the middle of traffic and beating his ass.
Yeah, well, it's like, what are you doing?
Because a little girl waves at you, you take pictures. What's wrong with you, you creep?
Yeah, no.
I'm not mugging and posing.
And you know he's not taking pictures for himself. Everybody wants to put everything on fucking social media because you don't have a life if you don't put it on social media. God forbid.
I mean, he wouldn't have the kids' names.
Yeah, I know, still. But still. No. It's like, I don't want my kid on...
Who are you?
Whatever.
Are you to assume that you could just take pictures of these girls in my backseat?
I know. It's like, no. I mean, just because you're... I mean, I know. I understand. Big Brother is watching every place you go. Now you see all these TV shows, like the cop shows, and they're like, oh, let's get the outside cameras on all the stores. And it's like, they've got you from every angle. You know.
At least there's a reason for it.
At least there's a reason. But, I mean, they're not taking that, you know, security footage from the outside of parking lots and putting it up on Facebook and going, look at that
actually,
one.
Sometimes
you know.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
They're picking your ass or something.
Yeah, I know. That shows up because there's somebody that looks at this stuff and goes, that would be great.
Yeah.
Funniest home videos. Yeah, I know.
Don't even blur out the face. My family was embarrassed. I did them wrong.
You should not have done this.
No, I mean, me picking my ass. What are you going
to
do?
Yeah, I know. What are you going to do? It's out there for everyone to see.
Sure.
What? What? You're the only person that ever did it?
Just digging and digging. Aisle six. Digging and digging.
No, you know what it would be, me? You could have like a one of those spoof reels of 1,000 shots of me pulling my bra straps up. Oh. Because it's every day, all
me
day.
Too.
Yeah, I know.
See, it's a problem.
It's a problem. My bra straps want to be bracelets really bad. It's just like, no matter what I do, they're sliding down. So, you could have a whole blooper reel. Pull.
So I lost my shit on this clown.
Yeah, you should.
I was right.
Yeah. That was my first knee-jerk reaction. What the fuck?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm a little fancy boy.
Yeah. No. You're lucky I'm in traffic.
I honestly, the thought of me was, I'm going to stop this car right now and watch him delete this. I really was thinking I should do that.
Yeah, but, you know, now it's like, then if anything happens, so you've got two little girls in the backseat, you're, you know, it looks like you're road raging, the cops are going to come, it's not going to be a good look for you.
Why is your foot up this guy's ass? Because he's taking two pictures of these minors without permission, officer.
Yeah. Oh, okay, carry on.
Exactly. Here, make room. I'm going to stick my foot up his ass.
Make room. That's great. I'm going to stick my foot up there, too.
Because it's wrong.
It's wrong. It feels icky.
Yeah. With your little fucking smile? Ugh.
Because the little girl smile.
This isn't Disney.
Yeah. You know what? I understand that sometimes people make like a bad judgment call in that way. But it's like, you ask. I was out and there was this little girl in a stroller. And she had this giant lollipop that was like so much bigger than her. And so I asked the mom, oh, she's so cute with that big lollipop. Do you mind if I take a picture? And she was like, yeah, all right. You know, she couldn't.
I'd be like, no.
Yeah, but she was like, yeah, okay. I mean, it was just for me.
There's no way. I would be like, no.
Yeah, I know. And if she said no, I would have respected that.
Well, good, because I would be no, and I'd be like no, and you should leave.
Well, I mean, but I asked.
I understand.
You know, like
no, I would immediately assume you're a creep.
I didn't,
and I'd be right.
Well, I mean, yeah.
As luck would have it,
yeah. That's just like yeah.
No, you can't take pictures of kids, not in this day and age.
Mm. I suppose I didn't post it anywhere.
But still, you don't know what people are doing. They're pleasuring themselves to. That's what I automatically assume. They're going to pleasure themselves to it.
That's
what I assume.
Yeah, well, that's what I assume when they take pictures.
That's
of
why I don't have pictures of myself all over the internet. I just assume you people are glazing a donut.
Yeah, but you know what? You don't mind that your scammer is, you know, coming all over a picture of your head.
I did. Did I ever send her the picture?
No, you didn't.
I don't send pictures.
Yeah, because you just should come on your head.
That's really my motivation for most of my decisions, whether I want somebody to come on my head or not come on my head. That really is the basis. A lot of men are like geared by food and sex. I'm like, am I going to feel a drizzle on my head?
Am I going to be okay with that? Yeah,
that's really my motivation, whether I want you to come on my head or not.
That's totally my motivation in everything.
Yeah. Well, it's mine anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my motivation.
Am I down with the glazed crawler effect or no?
But, I mean, with me, I can't. Pictures are out there, but I don't post a lot of pictures of myself anyway.
Yeah, no, I know.
And my Facebook's set to private anyway. So it's just friends, which really doesn't mean friends because I don't know who half these people are. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
No.
But I'm not even friends with Joe's girl on Facebook.
What? Why not?
I don't request anybody.
How dare you, sir?
I don't request anybody, and she's never requested me, so this is our only...
Do you hear that?
This is our only communication right here.
Oh, okay. Maybe she feels that that's enough with you.
She's absolutely right.
That's enough with you.
Well, yeah, listen, we need somebody in between.
We need a barrier.
You run the barrier.
Yes.
You let me know what I need to know and don't need to know.
I am the protection.
You really
I am the Chez condom, if you will. Safe radio.
And full of cum.
And, you know what? It's a Tuesday? Yeah, sure.
Look at you having a good time.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
all good here.
Did I tell you what a stupendous actress I am?
Cake.
Yeah, cake.
You're going to go home. On the way home, there'll be some coffee cakes. There'll be just a little stop. Get a couple of
I
drinks.
Need cake!
A couple drinks, coffee cakes.
Oh, God, woman. I need cake!
Danish? I can see you picking up a nice cheese Danish.
You know, it's like at the, hello, I'm at the 7-Eleven. There's a woman marching up and down the aisle screaming, cake!
All right, it's not fucking Rampage. $1.50 will get you what you need. I'll give it to you. You don't have to fucking hold up the place.
Oh, okay, good.
Your job as a condom at least merits $1.50.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
So if you need cake, I'll help you get your cake.
All right, thank you. Yeah, thank you.
No, nobody wants to get in the way of a woman and her cake. I know
no,
that.
No.
You'll lose a hand.
Yes, you will. At least a finger.
But, like, back in the day, like, you would be happy if you could get, like, a bootleg recording.
Oh, I know.
Like, oh, yeah, I'll pay $25 for this cassette from the show.
Because you wanted to hear live, especially if you could get a bootleg of the show that you went to be able to remember.
Now it's just all out there.
I know.
That's why I don't record.
Well, I think that... I think that I insulted Big A.
Was he at the show?
No, he was. I mean, it was at Anthony's house. Big
oh,
A,
I'm sure you did.
Yeah, I'm sure I did. At Anthony Cumia's house when we used to record in his basement. We used to do our show out of there. He invited us over to his house for one of his big parties. And one of his compatriots, his name, Big A, for those who don't know. And he's a guy. He takes a lot of pictures, apparently. And so he went to take a picture of me, and I went, no.
Ain't got time for no press now, man.
No. I was just like, no, not if you're going to put that on Facebook. And he looked at me like, why? And I said, imagine that you could live a life and not post it on social media.
That's kind of a shitty answer.
Yeah, it was. But I was really annoyed because he kept pressing me. And so I was like...
Oh, so you just want to cut him to the quick.
Yeah, I was kind of like, imagine not posting everything.
You know what?
Yes. Yeah,
I feel, because I was at that... Then you know what there was not at that barbecue? There was not cake. I feel like cake would have softened the edges between you and Big A.
I think it could have, possibly. Yeah. But I don't think that...
But in Anthony's defense, the last time you and cake and him were in the same place, you made him violently ill. So maybe cake and you and Kumi are not... Should not be in the same place.
No, it's a marriage made in hell. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Only you could ruin cake.
I ruined brownie for him, yes, I did ruin it. But it was. I did make a lovely marzipan image of a gun for him.
I love marzipan
on the top of the cake.
That sounds delicious. Too bad it made him violently ill.
Now I know he had some. Though.
You want to carry, Mister? I'll stop your gun. You know what stops a gun? Diarrhea.
My secret is exposed.
You're a little too weak to pull the trigger, aren't you, mister?
My diabolical plot is finally let out.
I'm plundering your house. I'm stealing all the shit from the living room and dining room. Meanwhile, you're holed up in the bathroom shitting your brains out.
I did not plunder his
home.
Got
all, you have all those guns, but you can't get them because you're shitting your brains out.
No, if anything, the only thing that I took from his home was snacks that were offered. That's all.
I understand what I'm saying. And you want gun control, offered diarrhea.
You know what? I do have my ways.
All the guns you want, you just got to eat some of Pip's cake.
And I'm going to take these Twizzlers, and you can't stop me. Sure. He did always have a vase full of Twizzlers.
Yes, he always had nice snacks.
Yes, which was awesome.
Yes, it was very nice.
In Yankee Stadium, there used to be one of the vendors that sold Twizzlers, which I thought was really strange. Of all the things, you know, you expect, like, you know, Cracker Jacks. There's a guy that yells, "Cracker Jacks!" just like that. And then we changed where we sat, and there was a girl that ran around going, "Twizzlers!"
It's a little high pitched.
Yeah, it was a lot.
She going to put a Me Too song out there, too?
I don't think so.
Is she going to be annoying?
That was only one season that we had Twizzlers girl. I kind of missed her the next season because she seemed to be gone, but Cracker Jacks is still over there.
Because she got touched.
Yeah, he was up
and
on
she
the...
She complained.
She got touched. Maybe. Maybe she did. After a couple of beers... They all get very excited up there.
You know what I say to the cats? I go, "Take your petting." Maybe that's what we, you know, like when you want to pet them and they don't really want to. Oh, shut up. Take your petting.
See, you are aggressively pervy with your cats.
I am, but you know what? Maybe we need to say it to women. Oh, take your petting.
Oh, my God. People have been saying that for years. Can I tell you one story about an annoying woman in the...
I'm looking at one.
No, a different one.
A little much for me to take, don't you think?
An annoying woman in a diner bathroom.
Okay.
She comes in, I'm washing my hands, and...
That's a good start.
She comes in and she says, you know, she calls out to her kid. I think it was like Taylor or something. So, Taylor! And the kid's like, "Yeah, I'm in here." The woman's like, "What are you doing? You're taking so long." And the kid goes, "I had to poop." And the mom argues with her, "You couldn't wait until we got home?" And she's like, "No, I had to poop." She's like, "We're all waiting for you. Come on, hurry up." So the kid comes out.
The mom's being unreasonable, I'm gathering.
A little bit.
I gotta tell you.
Wait, I'm not done. Because then the kids...
Neither was the kid.
The kid's hurrying.
Hurry that poop. Push!
We're all waiting for you. We have someplace to be. The kid's...
So does my poop.
The kid's hurrying. And so she goes... So the kid hurries, washes her hands, and, like, she goes, "That wasn't an adequate hand washing." And it's like, do you want me to fucking hurry, or do you want me to scrub like I'm going to perform surgery? Which do you want?
Well, did you see the hand wash?
No, I did not see the hand wash.
Oh, so you don't know. So it might have been just a cursory run once underneath the water.
It could have.
That's not good enough for a poop. Poop involves soap.
No, it involves soap and getting in there and scrubbing for a while.
Right.
I understand how to do it.
Good time and place.
No. Yes. Could not decide what she wanted.
Have you spawned a child?
I have not.
Do you understand how many bathroom stops are involved? It's fucking maddening.
I know. I'm sure it is. But the thing is,
it's like Joe when he drinks coffee.
But the kid had to poop. What do you want him to?
I wanted you to poop when we were at home.
Yeah, I know. But they apparently had some place to go. So when was this kid going to get this poop time?
Before
in?
We left the house is when you leave to poop.
That's not when the poop had to happen.
And you know what? You know, most of the times, unless you're eating Chipotle or something or Indian food, you know when a poop is on the horizon.
No, no, no.
Does not sneak up.
No, it does.
Unless you've had bad food.
No, it does.
Unless you've had your cake.
No, I some and the 82. No, you know what? No, sometimes it does. After a certain time period in my life,
you don't know where they were late to.
I don't know.
All right,
but they
and you don't know how long
they were dressed like they were going to a bar mitzvah.
Maybe they were going to a doctor.
Baptism.
I don't know.
You know what? I don't know.
You don't know. You don't know how long the kid was in there.
And so, do you want the kid to be sitting in the waiting room farting up a storm?
Sure.
No.
Now I have something to talk about on the show.
No, I want that kid to be able to.
How
poop.
Long was the kid in the stall?
I was probably like 8, 9 minutes.
But
No, I don't know.
Well, these are things we need to know.
The kid was in there when I came in, so
all
I don't
right.
know.
So the kid has spent a good amount of time in there pooping. You know what? An outside poop is not one where you linger. You do your business, you get it on.
I don't have any idea how long
inside
that kid was
poop,
pooping.
You browse the library. You think about shit, the other shit you could be doing.
You think about shit and other shit.
You know, you scroll on Facebook, listen to who's warbling about Me Too. That, you know, those are your home shits.
Yes. No,
wait,
you look at that catalog.
You're playing a road game, especially if people are waiting. Undelay. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. Move it through.
You know what, though?
Let gravity do its thing. Let's go.
Diastolus doing the job. But
what?
Diastolus.
I don't know what that
is. Yeah, that's the movement of the intestines going, go, go, out,
sounded
out.
Like one of like Satan's demons. It's diastolus.
Hers. It actually can be if you have diarrhea. Oh, no!
What a shitty show this is.
But the kid, I was just like, woman, make up your mind. You want the kid to hurry in pronto, or do you want him to scrub in?
No, you can do
one
both.
One or the other. No.
You can do both.
She was standing there over the kid like, let's go, let's go, let's go, and then goes, that wasn't a good enough washing. It's like, then stop nagging me.
You don't know. You haven't been exposed to children for a long time.
You know what? I've been exposed to humans. And
something.
That was like
let
some
bullshit. Let me tell you what
bullshit.
It's like getting out of this fucking house. Okay? Let me tell you what it's like getting out of this house. All right. We're going to go in 10 minutes. Do whatever you have to do. We're going to go in 10 minutes.
Okay.
Going in 5 minutes. Do what you have to do. We're going to go in 5 minutes. All right. Time to go. Where is she? She's in the bathroom. Right when it's time to go, it's through the bathroom. And it's like 10 or 15 minutes, so now we're late. So no. No, 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 no. The kids suck. They shouldn't even be allowed this shit, if you ask me.
Let them back up until they explode?
Until it's the proper time. So I understand how being held hostage to a bowel movement or a urination. I understand.
I do understand that to a degree.
I don't feel you do.
I
don't feel like I'm getting the proper empathy.
I have a post-prostate cancer husband. He's got to stop and do a preemptive pee before we go places because he'll have to go
any
if we don't
of,
stop.
Any man of a certain age.
Yeah.
And woman, for
yes.
that matter.
Yes, we all have to stop and pee. And we have to
That's
do it before we leave the house. He won't drink coffee when he's driving either because he's afraid that down the road he's going to have to stop.
There's no afraid. You're going to have to.
You're going to have to stop.
I've punched myself in the nuts. Because I had coffee and I was stuck in traffic. I'm not kidding.
I wish I'd video that. Lady Spitfire, why didn't you catch
that? Time. I'm not going to pee myself.
Lady Spitfire, catch some of that action on your phone.
No, Abby, coffee's the devil's tool. Same thing with diet soda and iced tea. Diuretics, all of them. Diuretics, every one of them.
Water,
too.
I love them all.
Really? You know what men should munch on? Fucking sawdust. That's if men want to quench their thirst when they have a drive, really sawdust.
Yeah, well, you know, I had a friend who had to pee more than anybody else I'd ever seen. I don't know that he had an issue. He just because he just had to pee like all the time. So we had to be sure we were within a bathroom area.
But you're not always within.
He was young.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, he was.
That's
I
just going to get worse.
That was like early 20s, and
no,
he had to pee like
I,
all the time.
When I'm on the road, like because usually I drink diet soda, but sometimes I'm like, you know what? I can't have diet soda because regular soda, for some reason, the natural sugar, it blocks it up a little better.
Really? Yeah, but diet soda is just like, are they putting that Olestra in there?
No, like, I don't know. It's just like, gotta pee.
Yeah.
Coffee, too. That's why, like, I'll be falling asleep. It's like, I can't have coffee.
I've been recently trying to drink more water in the day program,
yeah,
and I am in that bathroom constantly.
Well, the good thing about that is, if you're at the day program, is it means you're working less.
I know. I actually thought about that today. I was in there.
Peeing on their
time.
I had
to go in there and pee. I'm peeing on their time. And they can't say anything.
And there's really no more enjoyable pee than being paid to pee.
Being paid to pee and spend time in the bathroom.
Yeah, no, that's good.
And while I'm in there, I scrub up like a surgeon because, you know what?
You don't want to spread bacteria.
I don't want to spread bacteria, but also it's like, I got all the
time
in the world.
Can we just stop with the hand blowers now, too? Can we stop? I don't even use the hand blower.
I don't like them that great. I mean, but I will use those jetpack ones that are in the mall.
You know what? Give me a fucking towel like a human being. Give me a goddamn towel. Let's kill a tree so my hands are better. We can recycle it.
But have you seen what people do in public bathrooms when paper towels are available to them? They're stacked up against the wall and all over the floor and in the toilet.
So
people,
you know,
are animals.
Clean the trash more.
Oh, yeah, I know. Okay. I wish they would.
There are solutions.
There are solutions. They're just not going to pay somebody to come by and clean that mess up.
Somebody anyway. Somebody has to clean it up anyway. They're on duty.
I know. Duty. They're on duty.
They're on duty.
It just reminded me that when I had my other job and I was also the janitor, I had one of those big janitor key rolls.
Yeah, you did.
I did. And on there were the little keys that open the toilet paper dispensers. And they're pretty generic, so you can open a lot of stuff with these things. Well, I had the same key as the mall toilet paper dispensers. And so I could open up the cabinet and get those Gigunda rolls that they keep in there. And when Mr. Helix's
Look
radio
at you
station,
wielding power.
When Mr. Helix had the radio station in the mall, they'd always run out of toilet paper on the weekends in the office. So I'd go down to the bathrooms in the mall, which was shut, and I'd go and I'd steal some toilet paper, throw it in a bag, and
they did not anticipate you and your keys.
No,
they had no idea.
Yeah, I was smuggling TP in there like nobody's business.
Quite the animal you are.
I was. You know what? You got to make it work.
You made it work.
I did.
You made it work.
It sounds like Joe is making it work right now.
That or King Kong.
Well, it could be a little of both.
The bald-headed beauty. The lover of Long Island.
Look at that turtle.
The Casanova of the Curry Clan. Making his way up to the microphone. Joseph, I'll tighten your nuts, Curry. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Okay, what's going on?
Nothing. Just welcome you to the show, Steve.
Nothing. Did you bring
that's more like it.
Did you bring any cake?
No.
God damn it.
I solved this whole Me Too, He Too thing. I'm not going to recap you the whole thing. Cake. Fucking solves it all.
Everybody's happier with cake.
A nice Danish.
Yeah.
Well, that's in the cake family.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, that's where your creativity takes over.
Right. With just the right ratio of Danish to
All right,
to
fucking
filling.
Chef Ramsay, the right fucking ratio. Shut
no,
the fuck up.
No, if there's too much dry, cakey shit and not enough, like, fruity stuff in
the
middle.
What? If somebody gives it to you, you still fucking lap it up, you animal.
Oh, I would.
Okay.
A nice coffee cake.
Thank
you.
We're not doing your sexual fantasies here.
Wait, we're doing
mine.
You offered. I didn't ask.
No, we started to talk about cake.
We've already talked about cake. I'm just letting you know. If ever you should find yourself in a predicament where you're not sure if they're consenting or not, cake.
Oh, I thought we went into a new topic. Danish.
No Danish. I'm glad you're here for this. Then we'll take the break. So I'm doing a show this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And show starts late.
What time is late?
Show was supposed to start at 9:30.
Okay.
It's a Friday night show.
Wow, show's late. Show's late. It's a late start time as it is.
Right. Show starts at 9:50.
The
crowd is old. I'm closing. Crowd is old. One of our pals is berating them to start the show. As you know who I'm talking about. He knows it. But he cuts the berating short. But still a good 10 minutes of berating.
Yeah.
Berating and pushing. As only he does with his certain charm. So a guest spot one. There's a guest spot who's a headliner. Is working on something. Wants to do 15 minutes. They're going to do 15 minutes.
So who's so it's you
me berating up the top. MC, guest spot, feature. Old people. It was 55 and over. They played the over. They're like in the 70s.
Middle,
after prime rib.
Middle's got to cut his time.
Middle did cut his time, but that's fine. Right. Middle did cut. Very funny guy, by the way.
Right.
Enjoyed him a lot. So we have, now the guest spot is a headliner. He wants to work on something.
Mm-hmm.
15 minutes. That's a girthy guest spot.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. So we start late. These people are slowed by prime rib. They've been berated.
They're slowed by life.
They have their host. They're way past their bedtime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The guest spot does not do 15.
Oh, no.
I'm going to say the guest spot clocked in at 25. This is a headliner. The guest spot did a feature set.
Yeah.
That's not right.
And look, we've all been at the club. When a headliner comes in, he just wants to go up and do some time. Sometimes he'll go a little, but the most those guys will do is 15.
And I'm saying, stretching it. And the feature's time gets cut, you know, which really sucks for the feature.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we've been all in that position, you know, sometimes we're the feature, whatever.
I've had a where I was... I had to go up. I had to go up first. I was the feature that night. I had to go up. I had to do 15, bring on the guest spot for him to do 20, and then go back up and do another 15.
Well, you had to warm him up for him. It's good for the feature to warm it up for the guest spot.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit.
I got to go because basically what the problem is when they're already seeing you, they don't want to see you again.
Right. That's why
I'll tell this guy again?
That's why I tell my hosts. It's the same thing. Dating and comedy, they have that in common. Once is enough.
Yeah, cut the if you're the MC, cut your spot between the feature and the middle to 5, no longer than 5.
And basically, do some crowd if you can get away with it.
Right. They'll be gracious maybe after 5. You've always set their bounds.
Yeah. But yeah, so and they don't cut the guest spot's time or anything or say anything to them. And, you know, this person's well-beloved there and has been going through some shit. And I didn't say anything. But I was just thinking, professionally, that's a shit move.
Yeah, it is.
And you know what? They didn't even really get to work on what they wanted to work on because they got involved with crowd work. They did a lot of crowd because they got sidetracked.
See, now that would be the thing that would piss me off. You came down to work on material. Okay.
Very specific material.
Right, but very specific. And now you're doing crowd. Did he get to any of the specific material?
I think the person did. I think they're at the end. But I mean, 25 minutes.
That's even if you're a headliner. Look, even when
especially if you're a headliner, because as a headliner, we know because we're used to going on last, and we know what a hole you're putting them in. You know, if you're new. It's bad enough.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't understand or you don't have the years to fucking respect the craft.
Yeah.
But when you've been doing this,
you know better.
Listen, and we've all done that guest spot where you're rolling and you really want to stay.
But no, you can't. And there's been plenty, you know, there's been times when hanging out at the club or whatever. You want to go up? You want to go? You do 10. I'll just do 10. I'm doing 10. I'm hanging out. I'm there. I'm not technically in the show.
Right.
You were gracious enough to put me up. I'm going to do my 10 and be damn well conscious. I felt bad. I was doing a regular. What the hell was I doing over the weekend? I think I was doing a spot, and I was supposed to do just.
Really, dementia's really kicked in. You don't know what you're doing this past weekend.
No, I forgot. Was it the Thursday show? Whatever.
Was that half your weekend?
Oh, no. It was because we were cutting times down in one of the shows, and I wound up. We were supposed to do 10. I did 12. I felt awful.
As well, you should.
Yes,
I hope you drove into a telephone pole.
Yeah. Those 2 minutes, be damned.
But you know what? But that's how mindful he is. Because even that 2 minutes is. I would never bitch at somebody for 2 minutes.
For 2 minutes.
I would never bitch.
No, 2 minutes. Yeah, well.
And I didn't time this person. It could have been longer, but it definitely felt like I was watching a feature set. And not a feature set that was filled with, like, laughing the whole way through, which
yeah.
It's just like, come on, man. And you can't really say anything because this person's beloved there. But I'm just like, oh. And, you know, I said a couple things. I didn't say anything to this person. I was like, you can't do this. It's bad enough when it's a new comic. You can't do this. These people are 75.
Were the other comics as frustrated as you?
Well, the feature, like I said, the feature was aware and cut his time. And I feel bad for that.
Yeah.
Was this a Saturday night or a Friday night?
Friday night.
Okay. You know what? I'd be Friday night shows, people are exhausted.
Yeah.
They're exhausted. And
Joe, most of the crowd is from a 55 and over community. They're fucking ancient.
I know. Yeah. All right. I'm 56. All right. Slow down.
No, but I said you're ancient. But you had the good sense to shave your head. These people did not. I was telling Pip, one of the couples was celebrating 50-year anniversary.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
And the thing about it is a certain booker used to do shows for On the Island. He would book a show with five comics and on a Friday night.
Oh, my God.
And I would be closing it out, and he would go, all right, go up and do 30 to 40.
They're not going to stay awake for that.
And you could see at 25, they have nothing left. And I'm like, I go, what, you know, and you're torn. We really should close the show now, you know, and I would do like another five. You know, because I feel bad for these. And, the booker said anything. It's like, we're done. You had five comics.
Yeah.
And the fucking show started at 8 o'clock.
They're done.
These people have had it.
Well, like I said, so these people were like in their 70s, starting the show late. So the first comic doesn't hit the stage till 10.
Oh, God.
And they've had prime rib.
Oh, my God. So,
you know, prime rib delicious.
They just want to lay back.
So did I.
Yeah.
Oh, you should have done it. I was just like, on the couch.
The show was fine. The show was good. And everything. Saturday was better. The show was good, but I'm just like, I was just a little annoyed that a headliner would abuse the privilege of the guest spot.
Yes.
Now, I've actually had people come up to me and ask me, do you mind, like, I'm just a comic on the show, do you mind if I do a guest spot? I'm like, no, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll thank me, and I'm like, it's not my call, but okay. But, you know, I've had people do that, and I don't necessarily do that when I'm doing a guest spot. But there is some people that have that mentality where they're just so gracious about it. And I was just like, eh, this is a little much.
There was a guy on the Sunday show, there was a guy that was in a benefit, and... the MC comes in and goes, Curry, you're next, but you're not. Like, what do you mean? I go, what are you? He goes, there's a guy that's in the that's part of the fundraising group that is going to go up and do time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, boy. So I go up and I watch the guy. He's actually good. He's actually good.
Oh,
we're at the table. It's like, he's not that bad.
That's cool.
Well, you had the thing you did for me last week. You had a guy warming it up. But doing jokes before you had to go on.
Yeah, he was the guy. Yeah, he was the guy that was booking the thing, and he did jokes. And the audience, because they knew him and stuff like that. You know, stuff like that. You know, it's fine. But at this guest spot at the club, you're like, oh, and we're all like, really? And the guy goes, I'm doing okay. Did all right.
Saturday night was better. I mean, everybody just like, oh, I said to because they had a different host. They had a guest spot. And they had a feature. I think I said to the feature, I go, you guys don't even need me tonight. I mean, everybody was just like, you know, you're on that show, sometimes you sit and make a motherfucker. Everybody's kicking ass.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I going to do for these animals? Fortunately, it worked out well. Everybody was left happy. But yeah, so you agree that when you're doing the guest book.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Without a doubt. Any comic would. Maybe the city comics wouldn't. City comics, for some reason.
Well, you're going to slam all the city comics?
No, because some of them, they don't, you know, it's the stage time is so precious, sometimes they go up there and they ain't got enough.
Right. All right. Well, whatever. The establishment.
I don't argue about it.
I don't know if that's true or not. I have no opinion on it. I don't know. But, you know, if I'm doing a guest spot on your show and there's already a set lineup, I'm certainly going to stick to my time.
I think we should recap. Cake is good. Don't take pictures of my fucking kids, and don't overextend your guest spot.
And you like to get paid to pay.
Yes.
All right, we'll come back and argue. Maybe not. We'll talk. Well, hopefully, the last show on Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
Hopefully, the last one. On this.
Remains to be seen, but it seems like
impeached or does something outrageous, or I don't know. Or
that
shows
naked
up drunk. Shows up drunk to the court. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Oh, my God.
Fuddling the first day of work at the court. I'd be like, this is the best guy ever.
Yeah, my favorite line, I'm a keg half full kind of guy.
So we'll argue, or we won't. On the break, we got new music from Heron Wolf. Heron Wolf with I Gave You Flowers.